6:56 here in the Matt Allen Show. Every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. Andrew Morse joins us tonight. What's going on, Andrew? How are you doing, man?
About the same as most of the other conservatives in Rhode Island right now.
I'm just dumbfounded.
Well, this is interesting because one of the theories about the, you know, you're bringing up the question of the why are Rhode Island voters so apathetic? And one of the theories on being able to turn that around is that the only way to get people to wake up who really don't pay that much attention to politics is to put the entire government in the hands of one side, which in Rhode Island is obviously going to be the Democratic side, where they have everything and they can't dodge the blame for what happens for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I've never been a big fan of that theory because I know that you have to go through what we're about to go through now for the next, you know, 2 years at least to get there, but here we are, so...
Yeah, I think, you know, I just don't, you see, this place is so different from other places. I just think that there's a you know, it even says it in the Declaration of Independence, you know, people will suffer evils while evils are sufferable. And I think the level of evils that we are able and willing and have suffered in this place is so much greater than you would expect from a normal group of human beings that you might be, I tell you, you say 2 years, I'm thinking a decade, more.
Well, the question becomes, you know, kind of politically, is let's say that the left wing dream of a, you know, building the state into a socialist paradise, it doesn't pan out and things do continue to get worse here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Lincoln Chafee being an independent, does the average person that doesn't pay a lot of attention to politics, do they look at his administration and say, well, I got a former Republican in there, and that's the problem?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or do they look in there and say that, nah, he was with the Dems all along? And
we're gonna have to see what happens. I mean, we're gonna have to see how it all plays out. For some reason, Link Chafee casts a spell on the people of this state. I don't know what the spell is. I would like to get some of the drugs that he sprays on them. I really don't. He's got some sort of a hoodoo priest mojo amulet that he waves around, and people are stupefied.
It's interesting. It is a personal thing. Just to give you one little tiny local silver lining, in Cranston, they passed a couple of those. You know, they really sound kind of wonkish, but they passed those things about saying, you know, you have to have fiscal impact statements before approving a teacher's contract, and it has to go to the city council and stuff like that. And so when it's just on the issues, some people kind of woke up there. But there's still really that attitude at the state level that, well, the whole legislature might be corrupt, but my guy is a good guy there, and it takes time to wring that out of the system.
I don't know how much time. I mean, I don't, yeah. Andrew, I think you're probably dead on. I don't know. Thank you. Andrew Morse, ladies and gentlemen, AnchorRising.com, a great political blog, another journal of the downfall. You can see it play out right there.